Hey guys, and welcome to this next episode of History in the House. Today we're going to be talking about the abolitionists. And in your notes, we got to go over a couple people. John Brown, Frederick Douglass, the Grimke sisters, Sarah and Angelina, William Lloyd Garrison, Nat Turner, and finally Dred Scott. So let's start from the top of our notes. So John Brown, you should have that because we worked on it in class, but he was heavily religious. He believed that God had chosen him to help begin the end of slavery, and did so very violently. He had a group of followers that also believed the same, and he is most famous for leading a raid at the federal arsenal at Harper's Ferry, Virginia. So his views on slavery were based around his religion, and he fought slavery with violence. Frederick Douglass. He was an ex-slave, an escaped ex-slave, and so his views on slavery come from basically firsthand knowledge of, you know, how terrible this institution of slavery was. He fought slavery with the power of words. He didn't actually fight or take physical action, but he met Abraham Lincoln and wrote a book, and he was like the first really well-spoken African-American that got out into the public and started to change people's minds about slavery. The Grimke sisters were not only women's rights activists, but they also had a family that owned slaves. And they actually, once they inherited those slaves, they freed those slaves. So they came from the position of not liking slavery, from seeing it from the white person's perspective, and of course took action by freeing slaves. William Lloyd Garrison, he owned a newspaper, and his newspaper was dedicated to anti-slavery ideas. And so he circulated this newspaper, and that is how he spoke out against slavery. And his views come from just living in the North and being anti-slavery. Nat Turner, another one that fought against slavery violently. He was also an ex-slave and led a rebellion of free blacks that resulted in the death of at least 50 white people. Nat Turner's Rebellion is what he is most famous for. So lastly is Dred Scott. He was an African-American slave that was moved. His owner took him to the North, actually, and he sued for his freedom. And the Supreme Court case known as the Dred Scott decision came out and said that, you know what, he could not get his freedom, and his court case was unsuccessful, but he took his feelings to court. All right, that's the end.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.